much different.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today about Park Central. We'll start with some just background information. If you could tell us your name.
Nadine Lockhart.
Okay. And if you could tell us a little bit about your family, your relationship with Phoenix. Are you a Phoenix native? How long have you been?
No, I've lived here since 1976. I'm originally from New Jersey, outside New York City. And I came out here after I graduated college because I thought it would be easier to graduate school first. And then pretty much never left.
Okay.
Tethered. I mean, I have lived elsewhere in Arizona and California, but I always kept my place here.
Okay. All right. And have you essentially lived then in the same area in Phoenix?
I got my house in 88, and I'm in Central Phoenix, Midtown.
Okay.
I'm actually right down the block from here. And I've lived in Central Phoenix since about the late 70s.
Okay, all right.
Early 80s.
Okay. And what do you do in Phoenix?
Oh, geez. I was a market research editor for about 25 years. I also worked for Phoenix College as adjunct, and I've been doing that for, I don't know, since the late 80s. Went to ASU, got 3 graduate degrees there. Trying to finish up a PhD in lit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I'm teaching currently at Phoenix College.
Oh, okay.
And I live 2 blocks from there.
Okay, great. So did you shop at Park Central Mall?
I shopped, but I mostly would get iced tea at Penny's. I think they had this little cafe or something. And we'd go there in the summers and get these huge iced teas and sit there.
Okay.
And the reason they probably asked me to do this is I actually got my wedding ring at Penny's. We got our wedding rings there. It was so innocent and cute. And we went there and we both got rings. And I guess that was in 1983. And I just loved coming here because it was so close. I could walk here. I don't think I remember bringing the car that much. I liked walking down into the mall. I'd go to Goldwater's, I'd go to Newberry's, and I also liked the place. It was a strange name, and it was the something Woodpecker or something. I would go there and get odd gifts for people. Like for birthdays and things like that. Green Woodpecker, was it called?
Green Woodpecker?
Yeah. And that actually was still around up until a few years ago. So that stayed even when the mall was gone. So I'd still go there, and then all of a sudden it was gone.
Okay. All right. And this was primarily in the 1980s?
Mostly in the 80s, right. As soon as the mall went downhill and they started closing up shop and it became a place for tech companies or whatever else, healthcare, and they did things here that were more job oriented, I might swing by and occasionally go to Jamba Juice. And the only place I religiously still went to was, which wasn't, I don't think, here when the mall was here, is Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'd go.
Okay. Did you ever come here with your family?
My family remained back east. I came here in my early 20s after I was a young adult, and they never lived here.
Okay. And you mentioned getting wedding rings at Mr. Penny's. Did you come here with your husband?
Then? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was here since he was 5. So he could probably tell you more, but now he's in Tucson and Santa Fe. But he was really entrenched in Phoenix, so I felt like I was with a native.
Okay.
Even, yeah.
All right. Did you have back then a particular reason why you would come to the mall? Was there like a specific store you would frequent quite a bit? When there
no.
were more stores here? Or?
I just liked the atmosphere, so I'd come by, you know, mall walk, maybe at lunch from when I was teaching at the college. I also, sometimes I would get little craft things or things to hold crafts at Newberry's, like little, it would be like going to a Woolworths or something. So I like that store. And I also would go to Goldwater's if I wanted some better clothes. And I usually would go there if I saw something on someone. I'd say, oh, where'd you get that? And they would say Goldwater, so I'd come here and get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm not much of a general shopper by nature. I don't have that gene. I just don't hang out. And I don't know. For some reason, I just never did that.
Okay. Other than the few that you've mentioned, are there other specific stores you remember being at the mall?
I don't. I think there was a Cinnabon, but I just didn't eat things like that.
Okay. This is actually a list of stores.
Oh, maybe that'll jar my memory.
Yeah, if you want to take a look at that and see if you remember any of those.
Oh, the B. Dalton's. I remember that. I would go there. I was into the books, you know, English major. And Foot Locker, because I was a runner. Gosh, I forgot all about that. But I would also go to the Foot Locker up at Park Central. For some reason, I would go there more. Goldwater's for sure. Kinney's, I did go there and look at their shoes. Hallmark, of course. High Health, I forgot. I did go there. So I'm sort of a health food junkie. JCPenney's, which we said. I probably looked at Kinney's. Is this it?
There might be some on the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my friend. Learners. Limited Express. Miracle Mile, I always saw it. I probably, if I was there once, that would have been amazing. I always wanted to go in, but I think I maybe went with a boss and that was it. Let's see what else. Purple Cow sounds familiar, but I can't place it. Radio Shack, I probably got something or other there. Tony's Shoes, I don't even know if they're still there, but it just seems like I still dropped stuff off a couple years ago. Walden Books, yes. And I think that was it. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not much help.
So we've seen various like newspaper clippings, things like that, that they used to have special events here. Did you ever go to any of those?
The only thing that I did was the Phoenix 10K run that would start outside the mall, but I don't think it had anything to do with the mall. It was just in this area.
Okay.
It was like, I think, on Central Ave.
Okay.
Yeah. Or any other 10Ks that happened to be in the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Similarly, we've seen newspaper clippings and other like photographs where they used to decorate for holidays. Do you remember that and any memories specifically about what the mall looked like?
Nothing specific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember them actually doing that though? I mean, like having Christmas lights?
I'm pretty oblivious, I guess. Okay. It's not a mall rat.
Sure. Do you have specific fond memories of coming to the mall?
I have a pair of boots I still have from Goldwater's, and I love them. I've never found anything with a better fit, better softness. They're 100% leather, and I bought two pair. I bought one black and one in a tan, and I still have them. And those were the kind of thing that I saw on another woman. I said, "Where'd you get those boots?" And the minute she said, I went there, and I made sure I got my size. And I love them, and so I still have them. I still have other boots also, but I've never gotten rid of them, and they probably are, 30 years old. And I used to buy some pretty hip clothes here, but Goldwater's a little more conservative, and I used to go more into the juniors. So sometimes I'd go to Penny's, but that would be more for getting sweaters and things like that. So it's only that and the wedding ring that I remember a lot about. I did get every year I'd go to Green Woodpecker for my sister's birthday, and she was sort of a Betty Boop pig. You know, she loved Betty Boop, and Green Woodpecker would have odd things like that. Like they'd have maybe a dozen Betty Boop, like a Betty Boop clock, a Betty Boop, maybe a shoe stand or something Betty Boopish, and so I would buy, or a Betty Boop puzzle. So it would be a unique gift. So every year I'd get her something. It might be a Betty Boop watch. And I would buy my own watches there too. They had really good, cute little watches. I think they were more for kids, but I liked them because they were colorful. So after they left, I didn't know where to get Betty Boop stuff. So that was one thing I liked. So I was here, you know, I'd come here, but I don't know why I was so infrequent here. Maybe I was more of a Saturday, coming here on a Saturday with my husband, and we'd walk around the mall and maybe get something he needed. Maybe that's why I can't remember it, because I was with him and he needed to get something. And he was probably the Bills Records kind of guy, and I just wasn't that astute when it came to music. He was a musician. He could play anything on his guitar, could read music. He was really, really practiced for hours and hours. But I was oblivious to that, too. I did my own thing.
Okay. Is there a particular year you remember sort of stopping coming to the mall or stopping shopping?
I remember still coming here in the late 80s. And I don't know what happened after that. Maybe it was the early 90s. I went down to Sierra Vista, Arizona, Southern Arizona. I got a job with Cochise College, which was full-time, so I didn't have to do adjunct. And so by 89, I was already moving down there. And I didn't want to stay in a small town. I kept my house here, never sold it. I knew I was coming back, so a couple of years later, I was back. But it seemed like somewhere in there, the mall was no longer as viable. Early 90s, does that sound right? So it was like everything changed. I come back here and a bomb hit.
That would have been about the time that some of the bigger stores were moving out.
I think
Goldwater's moved out in the early 90s.
Yeah, and by mid-90s, because I was going back and forth at that time. And I'd say by mid-90s, I was back here for sure. And there wasn't really no more mall the way I saw it. And actually, two other malls that I worked at and liked were Thomas Mall and Tower Plaza. And they became shadows of themselves also.
Okay.
I liked them, too. And Colonnade, I worked there, too. And that's also not really the same. So all three, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously the 80s are a time period when Phoenix has gone through some changes. Can you kind of describe sort of some of the general changes you saw in terms of growth, decline, things like that?
I'm not really sure because I was probably studying and my mind was on that. Though I know when I bought my house in 88, people were telling me to move out. It's going downhill, terrible neighborhood. Today, it is historic, and it's 90% owner-occupied. The houses are beautiful. It's Nina, N-E-N-A, North Encanto. And I'm so glad I didn't listen to anyone. I'm close to everything. I'm right north of Encanto Park. I'm two blocks from Phoenix College, which is a great place to... There's a track. You can... run the track. I work there. I don't have to have... It would take me longer to drive my car and find a parking space than walk there. So the area that I know, if it was going downhill in the 80s, it turned around later.
Okay.
So, yeah, and now you can see all the building up.
Okay. Does Park Central Mall have any sort of special meaning to you?
Yeah, it means my house will go up if they put in some really high-end stores and make it like Walnut Creek, California, which is what I'm hoping.
Okay.
I want it to be like it was, because it was sort of open air. One thing I remember, and I can't remember if I'm remembering it right, but I seem to remember that there were slats and you can walk through. So you might feel rain and sun, but it was somewhat blocked. I don't know if that is true. I haven't walked through the mall in ages. But I like the idea of, because I considered Goldwater's a very high-end store at the time, and still, till it started going downhill, then it would have sales and have discount things in the cellar. area, and you knew it was going to go. But they had some jewelry stores here, but like I said, I went to Penny's. We were both artists, so I just liked the idea of having a viable mall within walking distance of my house, and I would hope that would happen again. And like I said, I felt like I went out of town and it disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like I had something to do with it. But I like the configuration. Has a lot of, you know, it has the hospitals and some residential area around it. So it's sort of a neighborhood quiet mall. I like the size of it. Metro Center is a freak out for me because it's all like highways and lots of cars to get there, and then the parking is just crazy. And anything that you have to go to, you have to get in your car. The residences are farther because it's all car. Paradise Valley Mall, again, it's huge. And this one is like a little gem in the middle of a little green belt, so to speak. And I wouldn't like it to lose that flavor. There are some hotels around it also, but still, you can walk here. There aren't some strange little, like, figure leafs or whatever they call overleafs or whatever. I could just get here. Like Scottsdale Community College years ago, I used to take the back roads in. It was all dirt. And now you need a highway. So this could be built up, but still, like I said, Walnut Creek. They have like a giant outdoor mall, basically. All those stores are, you could just walk to if you live in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are there other things that we haven't discussed that you'd like to share about Park Central?
I miss it. I miss walking through, like if I had a friend over or something, I'd be all dressed up because I was younger, you know, it's like 30 years ago. And it was the era where you'd wear really tight little skirts and they would be really short. And I'd walk through and it would be like the lunch hour and all the businessmen would be there. And I'd like walking through and getting all those looks. It was really fun. It was just like, I was maybe the, you know, it was just fun to do that. And it did seem to have, I don't know, maybe a different class of people coming through here. I really liked it. I don't know. It just felt like I was like by the Biltmore or something. It's like a mini Biltmore. And it had the gold waters. So, I mean, if there was anything else. Well, I wish I had gone. I lived, before I moved here in 88, I was in Phoenix, but before I moved two blocks away, I was on the other side of town, almost equal. Like this was, I'm on like 17th, I was on 12th. So I was so close to just going up to like Colonnade or the Biltmore that I didn't come here as much. And when I moved here, I think it was going on its downhill swing. And I sort of regretted that I didn't get here sooner. Actually, I was here a little sooner because I lived on 11th for 3 years. So I was here by 85. So I could cut through. That's right. I used to cut through Bash's and go right in. I just wish I got here sooner in its heyday so I could have experienced more. That's what I would say. I wish I could have experienced more of the Goldwater experience. I would have went to Penny's more. I would have went to, was it Dillard's that used to be Diamond's? I just would have been more of a Phoenician. I started out in North Scottsdale, so I got that in me, and then I came down here. But I loved it, and then it was gone. That was it. So I don't have more for that. Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. This has been wonderful.
Oh, good. Thanks.